That sound you hear, Eagles fans everywhere going to rockavenuebowties.com, because today is a happy one for the Philadelphia Eagles and for the man to my left. We welcome you into the studio. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Malcolm Jenkins. New contract keeps you an Eagle through 2020. We're sporting our bow ties. Mine is not real. Yours looks fantastic. How you doing?
I appreciate that. I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Doing
what a day, huh?
Yeah. It's a big day for me and my family. Obviously, to be extended for another 5 years here is awesome news. Something I've been looking forward to and just really glad to have the opportunity.
What is it about a new contract that makes you feel so good?
Well, for me specifically is, you know, the way I even became an Eagles, you know, being drafted to the Saints, and then when that deal was up, you know, we just kind of parted ways. And I remember not feeling valued and not feeling like the organization wanted me. And so that's a huge thing for me. And so with one more year left on my deal, to get another one, obviously it shows where I am as far as a priority, and that the coaches and ownership value not only my talents but my leadership in the locker room. And that's a good feeling to have as a player, to know that, you know, you're valued, you're wanted, and so I'm looking forward to continuing to help this team build toward the championship.
Would there have been, and you've talked to players, I'm sure, who've gone through that last year of the contract situation, would there have been a concern that it would have been a little bit in your head, an issue perhaps?
No, I think it was one of those things, even when we started some of the negotiations, is that, you know, if there was something, if it was mutual and both parties wanted to work, then we'll want it to work. But if they weren't interested, be completely fine with playing out, you know, the last year. Obviously, for a player, you know, you go into free agency and things are, you know, it's a lot of unknown. You don't know where you're going to end up, whether it be on your current team or somewhere else. So that security is obviously something that I know I value and was important to me. So for the feeling to be mutual, it was definitely something that was it made me feel really good.
Boy, the decisions you make in life are so important. You think back to 2014 and you were becoming an unrestricted free agent, and I'm sure you had options. Mm-hmm. You decided on Philadelphia, and what a great decision you made.
I mean, it's been awesome for me, even for my career, just the opportunity to come back to the East Coast and be closer to my family, to be in a system that really highlights my skill set. I've had the two best years of my career and looking forward to, you know, even better ones coming forward.
So let's talk about first the end of 2015. Chip is gone. Then, you know, there's Pat for the last game. And then you're off to the Pro Bowl. How did you enjoy the experience? I know it was your first time, and I want to hear all about it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of first-time things going on. But it was fun. You know, I didn't expect to go. I knew I was an alternate, but I was way down on
the
alternate.
What number exactly were you? Do you actually
know? I was told seventh.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just kind of crazy. Yeah. But, you know, needless to say, I get the call. And
had you kept in shape?
Not at all. not at all. I was sitting on my couch for 3 weeks straight and got the call, you know, at like 9:30 on a Monday. Said, you got to be here Tuesday morning. So, you know, it was a great opportunity. My family got out there, and, you know, we had a good time being out there with your peers. The best of the best around the league. You get to talk football, pick, you know, some guys' brains, and then just hang out, you know, and get to know some of these guys. Because a lot of the guys, you only play against them, and, you know, you don't really know them as people. And you get a chance to hang out with them by the pool, you know, see all of these guys. It was just an awesome opportunity. The whole time I was there, I was kind of just trying to, you know, be in the moment and take in as much information as I could.
It really makes you feel special, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, because especially when you get around your peers. You know, the Pro Bowl is something that is voted on by the players, and so to talk to them and see that they respect your game and they are asking you about some things that you do, and then there's that mutual respect. I think that's the highest form of admiration for a player, is to know that, you know, the guy who you see as one of the best in the league also views you in that same book as well.
Did you have a different mentality? I mean, I know you did, a different mentality when the game started. I mean, how did you approach the game?
You know, see, I didn't, you know, it's been my first Pro Bowl. I'm not sure about the pace.
And nobody talks
about
it? Nobody says, hey, let's...
Not really. I mean, the new guys are the only ones that actually talk about it, because they want to know, you know, what's the pace? You know, how do I do it? And everybody kind of just like, well, you'll figure it out kind of thing. And so I wanted to make sure that, you know, at the end of the day, I had fun, you know, and just enjoyed the moment. And then obviously staying healthy is the next priority. And so you try to play as hard as you can without getting hurt or without hurting anybody else. So that was a tough thing to balance, but it was fun at the end of the day. I had a good time.
Malcolm, there is a new head coach in town, Doug Peterson, new defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. And I know you're not allowed to talk to the coaches about football, but I'm sure you've had time to get a sense of what Jim likes to do defensively. What are your thoughts?
I'm still looking forward to learning a bit more about the defense. Obviously, we hadn't been able to talk about, schematics. We really just sat down and, just talked about, just really an introduction, just talk about football, what we've done in the past, looking forward, happy to have the opportunity to work together. But it's exciting. I think we talk about the schematics of it, moving from a 3-4 to a 4-3. I think for our front, I think that's going to do a really good job, or it's going to be good for them to really let them pin their ears back and use some of their talents. Obviously, securing Vinny Curry this year was huge because he's one of those guys who can be very, very disruptive when, you allow him to rush, and that can be an inside, outside. And I think it also helps, we have a lot of versatile players, myself, Connor Barwin, even our linebackers with Jordan Hicks, who can play a bunch of different positions. And so switching from a 3-4 to a 4-3 really doesn't, it's not like we got to change our entire personnel on defense. So, it'll be fun to learn some of the nuances that will be required. But I think guys are really embracing the change. I think it's going to highlight some of our younger players that have some really good talent. And so we're looking forward to getting after it.
Does it change what a safety does when you change the front?
Not much. The only time it'll change what we do is in our quarters coverage, which we played a lot of in the past, and I think going forward we'll still continue to play. When we played in the 3-4, our outside backers were always setting the edges on the run, and so our safeties never had to get involved. And that's the hardest thing when you play quarters in a 4-3 is now your safety is not only a deep defender, but he's also in the run front. And so he always has a pass-run conflict, and it's really hard unless you're very, very disciplined on your keys and all of that. And so going to a 4-3, when we play quarters, our safeties will have to be cognizant of the run as well as a deep defender. And I think we're playing a wide nine, so I hear, which means that he's not running the alley. He's in a C-gap. And so that's even more pressure on your safeties. But
yeah, in tackling against the run. That's what I remember from 2011. There was some really – you had to be very rangy against the run and be a great tackler.
Yeah, and you're going to be in a lot of open space. And that's probably my least favorite coverage in the 4-3 defense is the quarters because of that conflict. But I think when you added to the Y-9, you it's a C-gap, so you're closer to help. Whereas the last time I played it in the 4-3, that end really spilt the ball to the safety. And now you're talking about the distance between the end of the end man on the line of scrimmage and the receiver. Wow. That's the gap that the safety has to fill, and that's obviously – really, really hard when you start getting to these premier running backs in the league.
Did you spend time in the offseason reflecting on what went wrong in 2015?
Not yet. I think usually I try to take the first 2 months off and just get away from the game. Coming up here soon, I'll start to kind of evaluate just things I did well last year, things I need to improve on. And with us changing defenses, is really no point in me dwelling on stuff we did in the past. Sometimes I'll go back and look at some of the defenses and see what we can tweak and maybe bring some suggestions to the coaches. But with a whole new system coming in, it's really no point to even dwell on last year. So really it'll be more self-scout than anything, possibly looking at some of the other guys in the secondary if I see anything that they can work on. I'm sure they're all doing the same. But really it's just small things. As an individual, you go back and reflect on.
I think that's good to hear because I think sometimes guys can maybe changes and tough season last year, you kind of get caught up in that, and maybe the next step, the transition, can be difficult. But you don't anticipate that being a difficult transition.
No, I don't. I think, with the season we had last year, I think everybody's really looking forward to the opportunity to move past it. And the only way to move past that is to put something else on tape. And, obviously we won't play another game until – September, but we're working towards that, to make sure that everything we do is going to be grade A and that, we can be a dominant defense and a dominant team. That's what we're working for, and I think everybody is getting excited about the moves that we're making this offseason, the coaching staff, the signs, everything. I think we're moving in that direction.
And defense still wins in this crazy NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, defense rising again in the NFL.
On both teams. Yeah. You know, and yeah, at the end of the day, you know, it's everybody thinks it's a quarterback-driven league, and quarterbacks and offenses sell tickets, but defenses win championships because somebody's got to be able to stop those offenses. And I think it was a great it was one of my favorite Super Bowls to watch just because, you know, the defense that was being played on both ends was awesome. And we rarely have seen a defense affect a Super Bowl or a game in the fashion that the Broncos defense
did. You enjoy watching the game?
I did.
Yes. Don't you watch playoffs, huh?
I do.
It doesn't tear your heart out when you're not there.
It's harder to watch playoff games than the Super Bowl. You know, once the Super Bowl's over, you know, everything is over. Everybody's at the same starting point. But, you know, when you're watching the playoffs, you're fresh off a loss, you know, most of the times. And, you know, you're looking at teams that you feel like you can beat, and you're just wishing that you could be, you know, have the opportunity to continue to play. But once you get to the Super Bowl, pretty much the entire league is sitting on the same place as just sitting, so it feels a lot better. Misery loves company, I guess.
Malcolm, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we will be together on Saturday, Jefferson's Heart Health event at the King of Prussia Mall, the Court of King of Prussia, the Lord and Taylor Court, so make sure you join us. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Malcolm Jenkins talking about being healthy, which is what it's all about.
Yeah.
And looking healthy. You look fantastic.
I appreciate it. I like the bow tie.
It was an effort. I mean, come on. Thanks so much, Malcolm Jenkins, and congratulations for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.